you realize how short the window is. Enjoy it, embrace it, and don't let the moment go by.
First down and 10 at the 47-yard line. Stampeders have the ball. Let's see if they take Doug's advice. No, it's on the ground. Mills has it. Slashes through a hole left side across midfield. 50 down to the 40-yard line before he's brought down. Nice play. Got some big yardage. Katsitonis, the safety up to bring him down, but Mills with a huge game.
I mean, you don't have to throw it to make a big play. You got a little counteraction, split it, and he's gone. But hustle up here. Don't huddle up.
Yeah.
Because that clock is your friend right now. You gotta get as many scores as you can when you got the wind at your back. Your field goal kicker will love you for it.
All right, and Stampeders do have a first down at the Cat 39-yard line. Three receivers right, including Clark Barnes.
There you go. Now it's man. You got one-on-one on the left.
But this time it's a handoff to Antwi. He goes up to the 35, and he's stopped there as the Cats bring him down.
Doug wants to throw the football.
See, the last time they were in that formation, right, they went four wide to the side, and they didn't cover it down, so they throw the wide receiver hitch out on the outside. Now they cover it down. You got one-on-one with no one around them on the weak side. That's a potential touchdown.
Are you passing this on to Dave? Or?
Go. It's easy from up here. I love it up here. It's easy.
Second and six at the 35. 4:19 remaining. 10-6 for the Stampeders. Rhymes goes right. He looks back at the formation. Jones outside him. Blitz is on by the Cats. Oh. Adams hit as he throws. Throws a wounded duck up to the near side, and it is intercepted. With the ball, taking it is Moxie. He's at the Hamilton 40. At the 45, spun around and goes down
at
about the 45-yard line, but he was hit. A bit of a wounded duck.
Well, second time that our quarterback's throwing the ball while he's being hit. Second time that we have an interception. Vernon's just got to not do that. Got a flag now down on the plate.
I'm not sure what that would be.
I think Moxie was chirping, so...
Oh, yes.
It's going to push the Cats back a little bit. That took a little points off the board at a critical time.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the call was there, but you're right. Moxie was let go just before the start of camp last year, and was a little underwhelmed with that decision, but it happened.
Mark, I just, it was just a pleasure to play with Doug. That whole 90-team team we had a very veteran team.
After the play, a 10-yard misconduct penalty against Hamilton number 6. It'll be first down, Hamilton.
We were driven to get to the Grey Cup. We had the best quarterback in the CFL. He was the best quarterback the CFL has ever had. It was just a wonderful year, and great to have Doug Flutie at the being our quarterback. But it was just a great memories that year, winning the Grey Cup with Doug, and it's great to have you up here in the booth, Doug.
It's fun to be back, and it's fun to be around you, Greg.
First down and 10 at the 36. Moxie did pick up the unsportsmanlike penalty for his taunting. Mitchell has the ball, throws it in the left flat, near side, caught by Bell. He gets across the line of scrimmage, and that's about all. And Peters rallied to bring him down and put him down. Arnold, the defensive back, is up and makes the tackle.
Again, everything is short passing game right now for Hamilton. Moving into the wind, they're just trying to control the ball a little bit, dump it underneath. Great job by Calgary's defense coming up, attacking the ball, keeping the minimal gains.
At the 40-yard line, here we go. The Hamilton Tiger Cats have it. Second down and 6. Doug Flutie with us in the booth here. Ternoski, or Leary Orange, and Shermar Bridges go to the wide side as Mitchell calls out signals. 3:15 remaining in this quarter. Mitchell takes the snap. Reads the coverage. Standing, waiting, throws. Comeback route caught by Smith. He's at the 45-yard line, and the Stampeders are there to bring him down.
So
Doug, three-game guest, Moncrief up, as we have to go to break here. All right, the scoreboard shows the Stampeders 10, the Cats 6. Stay tuned for the final minutes of the second quarter. You're listening to Alberta Ford Dealer, Stampeder Football, and QR Calgary.
June is Discover Days at Volvo Calgary. Right now, enjoy reduced lease rates and save up to $7,000, including eligible government incentives. Discover luxury, innovation, and the award-winning safety Volvo is known for. Volvo's quality of products, the Volvo commitment to safety and innovation, and customer service excellence has become a generational tradition in Calgary. Visit Valentine Volvo in the Southwest, Volvo Cars Royal Oak in the Northwest, or start your journey online at volvocarscalgary.com. Don't miss Discover Days on now.
It's time to upgrade to Claus during the Claus Limited Inventory Sale. Now through June 30th, get 0% financing for 60 months on select Claus Axion tractors or 3.99% financing for 60 months on select Ariane tractors. With superior performance, industry-leading support, and unbeatable long-term ROI, it's a deal that's made for more on a tractor that's made for you. Ask your Claus dealer about the Limited Inventory Sale or visit Claus.com. That's C-L-A-A-S.com.
Western Financial Group, Canada's insurance broker, a proud partner of the Calgary Stampeders, has been insuring Canadians since 1905. Western's insurance brokers will save you money by bundling your home and car insurance and find you insurance for all your needs, including business. Protect your turf with the right coverage, and you can stay in the game. Visit westernfinancialgroup.ca or call 888-594-3120 to get your free quote.
Thanks for listening. This is number 14, Clark Barnes. Now back to Calgary Stampeder football on QR Calgary.
Down at Dan Hamilton at the 47-yard line. They move right to left of the patio. And how does the stadium look any different? Or?
Not at all to me. I mean, you know, it's a little newer facility. You got the building over there for the administration and the end zone a little bit, but the actual stadium itself and field is identical. I mean, Nick's is still here across the street, you know, for dinner. It's just, I know this city's been growing by leaps and bounds recently, and but boy, it feels like I'm back home.
Yeah. Doug Flutie with us. Greg is with us as well as we celebrate the 80th anniversary of the Stampeders and have him comment in game. Here come the Cats. Bo Levi Mitchell is the quarterback. The overload left, the Cats do. Time is now whistled in. Mitchell surveys the Calgary defense. Taking their time getting this
outnumbered to the field side, to the near side if they're going.
Oh, they try the receiver sweep on the end around. Carrying the ball is White. He gets to the 50, to the 55, Calgary 50. Then runs out of bounds. Yep, there is a penalty for a hit out of bounds.
Well, I thought that was a pretty cheap call, Mark. He tried to lay him up, but lay up on him, but they're going to give the Cats real good field position after that.
Greg, you're going to ask him about
that. Yeah, so Doug, you know, coming up here, everybody go, oh, the CFL, perfect game for Doug Flutie, all his abilities, ability to scramble, ability to improvise, all that. Back when you played, NFL quarterbacks were 6'4" guys going, and NFL's kind of changing and adopting more to your style of play.
Well, back then in the NFL, everything was timing. The ball had to be out of the route. Guys are not open in the NFL body position. It's timing and throwing a ball. Up here, there was more space. You could hold the ball, let guys get open a little more. But over the years, and the zone blitz opened it up, the big, tall quarterback now couldn't get rid of the ball and was getting hit all the time. And now they've looked at what we did with zone read stuff and RPO game, run pass option game, and now the athletic quarterbacks are coming to the NFL.
Cats overload right. The penalty moves it to the Calgary 34-yard line. Give his bell right side. Crashes into the linebacker level before he is tackled. The Stampeders are over. Gain of about six. Micah Tights is over on the play. Second down and 3 yards to go. How was it to see Mark McLaughlin and some of the other players?
Nice. It was that last Mark on the sideline today. Shreko Zizekovic, Stu Laird, Will Johnson, Pee-wee Smith, you name it. We had a bunch of guys. It was a lot of fun.
All right, from the 28 and second down. So what's going to happen here?
Quarterback scramble and run.
Okay. All right, Bo Levi Mitchell is the quarterback. Doug Flutie is checking things out for us.
I think that's only if Doug was remaining. In the game.
Short pass again. Yeah.
There it is. Mitchell is back. Throws in the flat. Going down is White. And did he have his arms underneath it? He did. He made the catch at the 23 and then is tackled by Moncrief. And they're pleading that he trapped the ball. I don't think the officials are going to agree. But
yeah,
and I think Dave's not very happy with it either. He may challenge.
He's wanting to look and see what the replay is, Mark, right now. And you can see him back there looking at the screen. And
incomplete.
Yeah, so he's got his hand. I don't think he's going to challenge.
Ah, they overturned it.
But again, it's his own coverage, and he's throwing the ball underneath, and it's been underneath the entire drive. The whole first half, he hasn't thrown the ball up the field. So got to start really pinching down on that, force him to do a double move, force him to try to throw one over the top on it.
All right, from the 28-yard line, Cats will come on and try a field goal here. That's all they've been able to muster is field goals. Having some kind of discussion. Are they talking to the control center?
Well, I think Calgary's offense have outplayed him. It's those two interceptions, yep, Mark, that have just killed the Stampeder offense. It took points off the board both times.
Both interceptions were on zone blitzes where they brought two to one side, put pressure on the quarterback, and you got to get rid of the ball to a hot receiver or a quick route underneath. And it's easy when it's man-to-man coverage behind it because you can just kind of lob it up to one guy and put it in a position. But when it's zone, you still got to step into your throw and be deliberate with the ball. And if you're not actually trying to complete, just throw it to his feet and get the incompletion sometimes.
Yeah. That's how you get to be a six-time MVP when you got that on your mind. Rattle it all out for us. We appreciate it. At the 37-yard line, ball middle of the field. The Cats will kick into a win. I think it's
Now hit the upright and don't get any points.
Okay. Here we go from the 37. He's on the field. The snap, it is held. He'll step into the kick. Has some good leg behind this, and he kicks his third field goal of the game. So there it is, 10-9. So any particular highlight of your return trip here to Calgary or just everything?
I think the majority of it was seeing all the guys. Last night we all hung out at Nick's Steakhouse over here, which was a staple after our games of going over. And such a good turnout of the guys that are still here in Calgary. You know, a lot of it's reminiscent, but a lot of it's, you know, catching up on family and friends and how's your life going and what's going on. And, you know, that's the thing about football. And in those moments where we had the Western Final, right, the passion of the bonding, it's there for life. You know, you go through so much together to win football games that you are friends for life and you don't miss a beat. You know, you don't see someone for 20 years, you don't miss a beat when you get back together.
All right, at the 40-yard line, that's where the Stampeders will start out. Three receivers right, four up on the line for the Cats as Adams takes the ball. Adams back, looking, fires a streak route down the far sidelines, extending the arm. Adams couldn't quite pull it in, just let him a step too far as Jones couldn't catch up with the pass.
It almost looked like he pulled up on it. Like he didn't go. The ball carried, I saw a bunch of kicks and throws going that way. They're going over people's heads because the wind's at your back right now, and it pushed it out, and he kind of short-armed it and had an opportunity to catch that.
He was open, too. Had a step on him. Just went off his fingertips.
2:02 remaining. Doug Flutie with us, along with Greg Peterson in the booth. Jones again goes left. Vernon Adams had a strong game, but a couple of interceptions as well. See what they do here. Three-man pressure as Adams retreats. Adams is back, throws out of the backfield. Mills catches open field, 45 down the sidelines. Runs out of bounds, pushed out of bounds at the 50, and that may be enough for the first down.
Yep, good decision, Mark. Just dump it to Mills, who got north-south right away and picks up the first down. Keep the drive alive with 1:55 left.
Doug, one thing you said about the NFL, look, big money, big business. We know all that, but maybe at times it's almost too much business, and you forget the game.
It's a grind. It is. I played a long time down there, too, and it is a grind. It's early mornings, late nights, a lot of lack of sleep and just pressure.
Outside blitz is on. Is throwing to the near side. Reggie Begelton plays hot potato with the ball, and it falls on the ground. Incomplete. Yeah, you know, I get it. It's a different world, and they still work very hard in the CFL, but a lot of the stuff you do is what you want to do, not mandated stuff, right?
Yeah, in the NFL, I've got a 7 o'clock meeting in the morning. You're out of the facility around 6, 7 at night. You're getting the update for tomorrow's game plan at night to go over to know before the morning. And it's just a nonstop, you know, it's 14 to 16 hour type days until the day before the game. Hopefully you got the work done and you get a little rest.
Dan Peters with the incompletion, our second down and 10. Vernon Adams is the quarterback. Antwi spelling off Bills in the backfield. Adams takes the ball. Adams is back. Pumps one. Seeks a target. Pitching back across the middle. That ball is intercepted. The Cats are going to return. Flag on the field. Catsatonis, the safety, brings it back to the 43-yard line. But another.
It's probably coming back, Mark. There's offense, I believe, on the Tie Cats. So, again, Vernon Adams trying to force one in there, getting his third pick of the day. And that's been the story of the game. Just can't do that. Stampeders could get lucky here because I believe this is going to be offside on the Cats.
Hamilton, number 90. 5-yard penalty. Repeat second down.
They dodge a bullet there.
Yeah, well, I really think he knew he had them offside and wanted to take some kind of shot and forced it. I'm hoping that was the mentality there, that I'm just going to put one up down the field because I know I have the offside, but you can't depend on that.
No, you never know.
Second and 5, Stampeders at the midfield marker. Big, tall Rhymes and Jones split left to the far side. Calling out signals is Vernon Adams, his first Calgary start, but 10th year in the league.
Blitz.
You nailed it. Outside blitz is on. Back is Adams dancing in the pocket. He won't escape the blitz. Tackled and the inside brought down. And that'll be about a 5-yard loss. See who they credit with the sack. I think it's Fox on the inside. So punt time.
Calgary needs to come up with an answer for that blitz, whether it's a wide receiver screen, a middle screen, or something where the back goes to block and bluff and slip through. You need to come up with an answer for the blitz. You can make a big play off of that. You got to come up with answers at halftime.
White is deep to return. For the Cats, as Messina is on to punt. He had a kick down to the 2-yard line. There's a high kick. Bounces on the five, bounces into the end zone, and goes into touch for the single point. How did you explain to your American friends that really didn't pay attention to Canadian football that you could have a score sometime during a game 6-1? Did they sort of say, what are you talking about?
I loved, okay, the single thing freaks them out. They don't understand. I describe it as when you have to take a touchback and down the ball, you get a point. The other team gets a
right.
point. But the kicking game and the kickouts at the end of a half or the game and the who's on side on a punt.
All the time.
Oh, yeah. All that stuff. I love that part of the game. And it's so... I'll intentionally go to an NFL referee and start describing those scenarios, and they freak out. They're like, how do you know? It's fun stuff. I love it. And, you know, it only one of the guys from Calgary did a triple kick not long ago, I think.
Well, Antwi played with Montreal, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Montreal, yeah. Bell takes the handoff. He starts the move upfield, but the Stamps swallow him up. A two-yard pick out of the backfield. Stampeders. Hutchings brings him down.
It's 11-9. Oh. It's like a baseball score in extra innings. We've used six pitchers and let up nine runs.
CFL, man. 1:19 remaining. It's second down. Cats and about 8 yards to go. They're moving into the wind. No Levi Mitchell calling out signals right and left. Play clock at 12. Long count for Mitchell, empties the backfield. Four-man pressure by the Stampeders. Mitchell throws a circle route out of the backfield, and that is incomplete.
Is that Lawler again, Mark? That's the second time he's dropped it, but this...
Smith.
Okay, well, this is last 3 minutes. Offensive, like a miscap here. Main Stampeders with a minute left. They still got some chance to hopefully get in the scoring range and get some points before the end of this half.
Yeah, 1-on-1 remaining. Third and 8 at the 42-yard line. The Cats will kick it away. Constantino on. Little Eric Brooks, who was having a tremendous season last year till a broken arm sidelined him. He's eager to get back in. 5'7".
It's tall.
For you, yeah.
Oh, no!
They are going to run. Taking off at the 40. Constantino, he is thrown down at the 42-yard line. Great play by the Stampeders. And it's going to be a
turning point.
You bet it is. Was that intentional or no? He just screwed it up.
No, that was going to get blocked. So he decided to hold on to it and go around it. But then I thought he was clean and clear around the corner. He goes to kick and, oh, shoot. Takes off around the corner. But he's not quite athletic enough to outrun the D.
All right.
Thank goodness punters aren't athletes.
That's right, he's a kicker.
Johnson on the tackle. Stampeders at the 43-yard line.
See, I can be free and loose because I'm not answering to anybody right now, Greg. I can just have fun.
At the 43, first down and 10.
Again, you got a wide side screen if you want it.
Okay, let's see if they do that as Vernon Adams is back. But he throws on a crossing route. That ball is caught by Jones on a slant at the 30. Gets down to the 28-yard line as Peters, the corner, tackles him. But it's a first down. They need to strike in a hurry.
45 seconds
in the half.
So, Doug, what do the NFL players that you play with, what do they think of the CFL when you said, do they not give us enough respect?
No, definitely not. They don't. They poo-poo it. It's wow. Sad. They don't understand the athleticism.
Out of the backfield, Mills takes the pass. He takes one hit tackler to the ground, then spins around and falls at about the 21-yard line.
There's plenty of time on the clock to get 5-6 plays in from here in, or 4-5 anyway.
Second and 8 of 24.
Get the ball to you guys in space.
All right. Three receivers left, two to the right. Jones, the wide man to the near side, lines up outside the numbers.
Blitz again.
Back again as Adams throws a slant route. That ball is caught by Bengals and at the 10. Breaks a tackle on his feet at the 5. Pushing and driving goes down at about the 5-yard line. And Cats have about 3 players over to put him on the ground, but it is. That's Bagna on the tackle. Stampeders are on the doorstep.
Yeah, on the doorstep, 19 seconds left. This would be a great way to end the half.
Great job of sitting down in the hole for a zone blitz, and he got it to him quickly that time and got the ball out of his hand.
Goal to go on the 6-yard line. They'll go on the ground for the Stampeders. Mills has the ball, lowers the helmet, pushes ahead, down to about the 2 or the 3-yard line. Yeah, tell those NFL guys, you know, you do have to put on ice packs after a game, after a Stampeder game or a Toronto Argonaut game.
I love talking about the cold weather games to them and how absolutely cold it is, and they're all babies down there with their heaters and their helmet heaters on the sideline. sideline and they're this and they're that. They got so much stuff on the sideline that they're not uncomfortable.
Well, you said it, though. They don't understand or appreciate the athleticism of some of the guys that play up here in the CFL.
I think our receiving corps here in Calgary was as athletic as any receiving corps I've ever played with. Now, some of the guys were smaller, right? And that's why they end up here instead of down there. Pee Wee Smith, you know, lightning fast, 4.2, 6.40, all that kind of stuff. I just... You know, the talent is there, and sometimes it's a matter of just waiting for the opportunity to get down to that league.
Yep. Or make the best of it here and have a great career. Like many of those guys you mentioned have stayed in Calgary ever since their career.
I'd like to see Vernon Adams on the edge somewhere here and having a run-pass option for him.
See if he does that. Second down and goal to go from the 3-yard line. Adams is in the gut. Long lay shifts back to the tight end left. And no, they'll go on the ground to Mills. He runs up the middle and falls into the end zone. Has a touchdown.
That's what I said. Running up the middle.
Well, a great way to end the half. And Doug, great to have you.
I don't know what else to say.
You're welcome.
Except
I gave you a touchdown before the half. Yeah. It was a lot of fun.
How about that horse? Do you ever tell the guys about the horse?
That when as an opposing player coming here, when that thing went flying by, it was like intimidating. It was like, what the heck? Because I didn't know these guys had a horse. I was in British Columbia up here. I'm like, what the heck is this? It's crazy. That's, you know.
Well,
she controls it.
Magnificent, Doug, for you to stop by. You brought so much joy, so many memories to so many people, and really glad you took the time to spend it with us, our fans, and just great to see you.
Had a blast.
All right.
A lot of fun. Thank
All right.
you.
Thank you very much, Doug Flutie, joining us. Stampeders trying the extra point. And that is kicked by Rennie Paredes, and it is good, and the Stampeders are up 18-9. Wow. Okay, well, we have a tough act to follow. And a whole quarter of Doug Flutie, so it was great. Well, I think you say Doug was smart. That's one thing. He had to, you know, outwork and outthink guys. That was his big attributes. Here we are. Here we are at the 7-yard line.
Well, Mark, that was fun having Doug on, and second time I got to see him this week.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's still very popular. The lines were gigantic.
It was an hour long to have Doug sign his autograph.
And they went from the east side.
You know what? He does not shirk what he thinks is kind of what he needs to do, and he'll sign every autograph and take every picture, and just a class individual.
Augustine is deep to return for the Cats. Isaiah Wooden, a receiver with him. Might be the final play of the quarter. 18-9 Stampeders. And once again, the ball blows off the tee as Rennie Paredes will go back and re-tee it. Paredes marches off his steps again. The wind has continued to be fairly strong from the north. Bright sunshine, but a bit windy. Ball kicked off end over end. Backtracking in the end zone and bringing it out. 20-25 at the 30-yard line before Witten is knocked down. Behind him, though, there is a flag. Now, we'll sort out the
flags.
Two flags on the play,
So I think the Stampeders are going to get out of this half with a 18-9 lead.
Let's just wait and see what the call is here. The officials will sort it out. Nobody's going to the dressing room just yet. So, walking around now, the officials coming towards us, I think, to give a call or explain the options. Dave Dickinson is out to the numbers trying to find out what's going on.
They'll probably have to run one play, and I'm sure the Cats probably just take an E.
Dedrick Mills has both Calgary touchdowns today.
Running very hard. He gets those shoulders low and keeps low to the ground, and he's doing a good job. That offense pretty impressive this half.
Holding Hamilton, number 88. Half the distance to the goal. There's 2 seconds left.
Okay.
So I would be absolutely shocked if the Ticats don't just take an E.
Well, a good half. Could have been better, but still a pretty good half for the Calgary Stampeders. They'll go in at halftime with a lead. Let's see if the Cats are going to just take an E. Yeah, they're gathering around Mitchell. He will go down, take the knee, and that will end the half with the Stampeders leading by a score of 18-9 as they race to the dressing room in the southeast corner of the stadium. We're going to check in now with Dave McIver, who's going to visit with Dave Dickinson.
Coach, you punch one in there at the end of the quarter there, or the end of the half there, 18-9. Your thoughts on the first two quarters?
Well, you can kind of, it's really turnovers. That's been the story of the game, both sides. I mean, that was on their punt, which gave us momentum, and then we gave them momentum with a couple picks. So there's a lot of, you know, guys working hard, not as super sharp as you want, but we got a nine-point lead.
Lots been made of the defense, young, lots of turnover. I give up 9 points, no touchdowns. How do you think they play?
Yeah, I think we're tackling. I think we're stopping the run, you know, and they found some holes. But for the most part, we've held up 9 points, good half.
Good luck, Coach.
Thank you.
All right, thank you to the two Daves, and that's your second quarter. This is your radio home for football, QR Calgary.
Calling all baseball fans. Want to knock your summer out of the park?
The Deerfoot Inn & Casino is hosting an exclusive viewing party on July 26th, where one lucky guest will win the ultimate baseball road trip. 4 games in 4 days in Toronto for you and a guest, plus round-trip air transportation, hotel accommodations, a pair of tickets to each of the 4 games, and $500 spending cash. For full details on how you can earn ballots to win your way into the viewing party on July 26th, visit DeerfootInn.com.
We're fun!
It's your last chance to get in and go at the giant Country Hills Toyota. The Get In and Go event ends June 30th, and your Toyota giant has pulled out all the stops with the best inventory, the best pricing, and the best trade-in values of the year. Take advantage of incredible interest rates, as low as 0%, plus up to $2,000 in free accessories with purchase. But you better hurry. The Get In and Go event will soon be gone, only until June 30th at the giant Country Hills Toyota.
Remember last summer's heat wave that had you wishing for refreshing air conditioning? Let Furnace Family by ATCO Home Services keep you cool this summer. Trust our expert techs and honest pricing to keep your home chilling when the summer is scorching. Ask about our best-selling Lennox models that offer optimal efficiency and cool, quiet comfort. Take advantage of Lennox's rebates up to $2,000 only for a limited time. You can count on Furnace Family by ATCO Home Services to do the job right and have your AC unit up and running in no time. The summer rush is coming. Don't wait. Visit FurnaceFamily.com to secure your spot today.
We're halfway done the game, but plenty more action is to come on your Alberta Ford dealers, Stampeders football.
But first, QR Calgary is your halftime haven as we break down what's taking place and predict what will happen next.
It's the Stampeders Halftime Show with Jock Wilson and Dave McIver on QR Calgary 770 and 107.3 The Edge.
Very impressive opening drive for the Calgary Stampeders as Vernon Adams takes 9 plays, 85 yards. Dietrich Mills takes it to the house, a 1-yard touchdown run. The Calgary Stampeders jump out to an early 7-0 lead over the Hamilton Tiger Cats. The first half numbers, very impressive for Vernon Adams, except for a couple of blips. He was 14 for 19, 174 yards, 2 interceptions. That was the only negative, but the positive is the Calgary Stampeders lead 18-9 at the half. A very nice half of football for the new look, new built red and white. Welcome to the Halftime Show. I'm Jock Wilson. The Halftime Show brought to you in part by Valentine Volvo and Volvo Cars, Royal Oak, proudly supporting our community and the Stampeders since 1946. The Stampeders get the 2 touchdowns from Dietrich Mills. The key play, obviously, in that second quarter, the blown punt that turns the ball over for the Hamilton Tiger Cats. That set up the second touchdown for the Calgary Stampeders, the 3-yard touchdown run. That is why we have an 18-9 lead. The Hamilton Tiger Cats getting all of their points off the foot of Mark Leggio. He kicks from 47, from 25, and from 37. So 18-9 is the score. Hey, I'm not going to bore you with a bunch of stats because we just had a great conversation with Doug Flutie, with Mark and Greg here on the broadcast. Let's take a break. We're going to come back and have another great conversation with a 2018 Grey Cup champion, part of the 80th birthday party celebrations here at McMahon Stadium. Alex Singleton, now with the Denver Broncos, a special guest when we come back right here on QR Calgary and 107.3 The Edge.
Sometimes great pizza leads to problems. Like you don't want to commit to just one kind of pizza. Or maybe you want an extra slice when the pizza's done. Tom's House of Pizza has your back with their all-you-can-eat pizza buffet. Monday to Friday from 11:30 to 2, enjoy all-you-can-eat pizza and salad for $11.95 with beverage purchase. Available in the pub at Tom's House of Pizza's McLeod Trail and Okotoks locations. Unlimited slices. So much pizza to choose from. Discover the legendary lunch buffet at Tom's House of Pizza.
Hey folks, Paul Brandt here. Around these parts, we work hard, play hard, and we demand the best. Sometimes you need a truck that's a cut above. The Ford Super Duty. Tough enough for any job with the style and luxury you deserve. It's as powerful as it is refined, with cutting-edge features that make every drive a pleasure. In short, this ain't your everyday pickup. The Ford Super Duty. Drive the finest truck Alberta has to offer today at your Alberta Ford dealer. And tell them PV sent you.
You're listening to 770 CHQR AM and 107.3 CFGQ FM Calgary, Chorus Entertainment Radio Stations. Listen to Stampeders play-by-play and high-definition radio brought to you by your Alberta Ford dealers. 105.1 FM, Channel 2, QR Calgary 770.
It is the season opener for the Calgary Stampeders. The 2025 season is officially underway. The Calgary Stampeders also celebrating their 80th birthday party. Yeah, big birthday celebration here today at McMahon Stadium as the Stampeders are celebrating their championship team, starting with the late, great Normie Kwong. His family was in attendance today. Doug Flutie, you just heard from Doug. Marcus Crandell, that amazing, surprising, unexpected championship in 2001. Jermaine Copeland is in the house. So is Nick Lewis. So is John Cornish. And oh yeah, this guy as well. Big part of the 2018 championship season for the Calgary Stampeders. Alex Singleton, loved by so many here in Calgary. And Alex, great to see you again, number one. And number two is, how did you like that reception when the game started today with you on the big drum?
Yeah, thank you. there's nothing better than being back. And yeah, that was really cool. It's pretty special, you know. You know, I've always said and still will say till I'm done playing that I would always come back and play, but I'm starting to hang out with these old guys. I get grouped in. So it was really cool. It's really special. You know, this is always home. It always will be. And it was just really special.
Well, I tell you what, Doug Flutie was laughing about his age at 62. Well, you're not 62. You're only 31. You're still in the prime. you're still prime fighting shape. And, of course, great seasons in the NFL since you've left the Calgary Stampeders, signing the big contract with the Denver Broncos. Had a little bit of a setback last year. How's your health? Everything's okay?
Yeah, it's good. We're on track to be ready to go this season, so I'm really excited. That's first and foremost this year, and yeah, so ready to go.
What do you remember most about that 2018 championship season? Because I still remember the celebration at City Hall, and I still remember Bo Levi saying, we messed up that Eskimo, and it was the Eskimos back then, the Eskimos dressing room, you know, from that standpoint. That was quite a celebration in it.
Yeah, I think we had a lot of pent-up weight for that. You know, 16, we should have won. 17, we should have won. We should be sitting here being a three-time Grey Cup champ, but... You know, it happens how it happens. You know, we didn't have our best games those 2 years before, so there was a lot on that line. You know, we were the same team, and I think that's what's kind of crazy in sports now, the consistency of teams, and we had that for 3 years. And, yeah, to finally get over that hump, it was almost like a big sigh of relief that we could truly celebrate. And, yeah, being in your rival's locker room, we definitely left our mark in there, to say the least.
You know, we just heard from Doug Flutie, and he talked about how the CFL really did give him the opportunity to get back into the NFL. Your journey was similar, but a little bit different. You know, you tried out in the NFL. You obviously went to Ottawa, then you became a fake Canadian, as I like to call it. But then you were drafted by the Calgary Stampeders. But it really did propel you into stardom in the National Football League.
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of people ask and everything, you know, I came in and just took every day to be as good as I can and, you know, learn from so many, you know, just vets that were here that weren't, you know, at that point going to make that jump over true pros like Bo, you know, Brandon Smith, those guys. And, you know, learning from them, it was, okay, I can take these tools and, you know, take them to the next level and have my opportunity. I also got 3 more years to, you know, play really good football and to just develop the player I was. And I was able to do that here. And, yeah, it's worked out.
Do you still follow the Canadian game? I know your mom does because I follow her on Twitter. And Ashley, obviously, is a big Stampeder fan. But you still, because you still have friends with some of these guys.
Oh, yeah. Now I feel like I have friends on every team. I did before just from being around the league. But now I, you know, really have teammates that are on every single team in the CFL and coaches. So I try to follow everybody. Obviously, follow the Stamps, you know, religiously still. It's important to me. I care so much, you know. How much, you know, they gave to me, and, you know, so as much as I can, you know, support them, even though it's been so from far for so long. But, I'm always watching.
It's been an exciting off season for you because not only are you rehabbing, but new addition to your family. Congratulations.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, it's the best addition besides the new ACL. little baby Talon, she's the best. She sleeps at night. I've heard that's not normal, so we love it. Mom's good, so it's... It's been great. I love it. I tell everybody, and a lot of people tell me to stop. I tell everyone to have kids. I'm like, it's the coolest thing ever. You should have kids. It's the greatest thing. And I like have buddies like, dude, stop. My wife's been telling me every day we need to have kids. I'm like, yeah, I know. You should. It's the greatest thing ever. So I love it. It's been the greatest joy of my life.
You know what? It changes your life, but all for the better.
And that's,
That is so true. Hey, I don't have a lot of time, but I'll ask you. A lot of NFL fans listening in, talk a little bit about the Broncos this year. How do you feel about your chances?
We're excited. I think, you know, we have everything in front of us. I think, you know, last year, obviously, people had doubts and, you know, we proved them wrong. And so now it's time to, you know, I would say prove yourselves right. Everyone, you know, before a season believes you're going to, you know, compete and play for a Super Bowl. And so now you get, you know, our 17 weeks to prove it. And we're still so early in the summer program. I know this is always the first big time for me is, you know, when the CFL starts, I know I'm, you know, about 3 months out from our game. So it's time to really get focused up, ready to go, and get ready to win some football games.
Tell you what, it's great to see you back in Calgary, man.
Oh, it's so good to see you guys.
Fantastic, you betcha. Alex Singleton, former Stampeder great, of course, a champion from 2018, and now a member of the Denver Broncos. Hey, that's a wrap for the halftime show for Valentine Volvo and Volvo Cars Royal Oak. I didn't even ask you, what do you think of this game today?
It's great. You know, I heard a lot of talk from the other side and the entire CFL, and I think we're going to prove a lot of people wrong.
I like that. Okay, Calgary Stampeders do lead 18-9. At the half. We're going to take a break. We still have a quick update from our global newsroom and then back to Mark and Greg with play-by-play action of the second half right here on QR Calgary and 107.3 The Edge.
New look, new location. The same luxurious standards. Wolf Cadillac Calgary is now open with incredible grand opening specials. For a limited time, save up to $15,000 on Cadillac Lyric or get 0.99% financing up to 84 months. Plus, eligible Costco members receive an additional $1,200 savings on Lyric Optic and Escalade IQ. Wolf Cadillac Calgary, 756 101st Street Southwest off Stony Trail.
Calling all baseball fans. Want to knock your summer out of the park?
The Deerfoot Inn & Casino is hosting an exclusive viewing party on July 26th, where one lucky guest will win the ultimate baseball road trip. 4 games in 4 days in Toronto for you and a guest, plus round-trip air transportation, hotel accommodations, a pair of tickets to each of the 4 games, and $500 spending cash. For full details on how you can earn ballots to win your way into the viewing party on July 26th, visit DeerfootInn.com.
We're fun!
With global news at the half, I'm Thomas Dias. Drivers in the city experienced a second weekend of delays trying to head into the downtown. The 4th Avenue flyover was closed to vehicle traffic as crews got to work paving the bridge, which has been under rehabilitation work. The $12.5 million project is expected to be completed this fall, but some workers at the site told Global News with a little luck, they might be done by July. The Hope Mission hosted its third annual No Child Hungry Walk today to fight childhood hunger across the province. Walks were held in Calgary, Eppington, and Red Deer with hundreds of people walking either 2 or 5 kilometers. The Hope Mission's Kevin Weeb says food insecurity is a massive problem.
Some of the latest stats we have from Statistics Canada is that 30% of kids under the age of 18 deal with some sort of food insecurity in their lives. And so helping with meals for kids and for families is such a huge need across our province.
The Hope Mission managed to triple its fundraising goal, raising more than $60,000, which will provide more than 22,000 meals to hungry children, youth, and families. And Heritage Park is hosting a special guest over the weekend who has been busy keeping the kids highly entertained. Thomas the Tank Engine is at the historical site. Heritage Park Samantha DeVlaming says it's his only stop in Canada, with the children able to go for a ride.
It is just so amazing to see kids light up when they see a real Thomas the Train coming and they know they're going to get on. It's really an unforgettable memory.
She says there were still some tickets available at heritagepark.ca to see Thomas the Tank Engine tomorrow, but they were selling out quickly. Global News Sky Tracker weather down to 7 degrees overnight, with the wind calming down and a risk of some local smoke remaining. Sunny but possibly hazy tomorrow with a high of 26. I'm Thomas Dias. Your next newscast is coming up after the game on QR Calgary.
Remember last summer's heat wave that had you wishing for refreshing air conditioning? Let Furnace Family by ATCO Home Services keep you cool this summer. Trust our expert techs and honest pricing to keep your home chilling when the summer is scorching. Ask about our best-selling Lennox models that offer optimal efficiency and cool, quiet comfort. Take advantage of Lennox's rebates up to $2,000 only for a limited time. You can count on Furnace Family by ATCO Home Services to do the job right and have your AC unit up and running in no time. The summer rush is coming. Don't wait. Visit FurnaceFamily.com to secure your spot today.
June is Discover Days at Volvo Calgary. Right now, enjoy reduced lease rates and save up to $7,000, including eligible government incentives. Discover luxury, innovation, and the award-winning safety Volvo is known for. Volvo's quality of products, the Volvo commitment to safety and innovation, and customer service excellence has become a generational tradition in Calgary. Visit Valentine Volvo in the Southwest, Volvo Cars Royal Oak in the Northwest, or start your journey online at VolvoCarsCalgary.com. Don't miss Discover Days on now.
Getting a down payment together can be so hard.
Shane Homes will match your down payment with a price reduction up to 10% off the price of your new home. Whether you're buying your first home or upgrading, there's never been a better time. Only 5 homes per community qualify monthly, so act fast. Offer ends August 31st. Shane Homes. If it's your favorite, it's probably Shane Homes. Conditions apply. See area manager for details.
Thanks for listening. This is Dave Dickinson. Now back to Stampeder football on QR Calgary.
Stamps 18, the Cats 9. What an amazing first half with so many special guests. Brought to you by Valentine Volvo and Volvo Cars Royal Oak. Proud sponsors of Stampeder football on QR Calgary. Proudly sponsoring our community of the Stampeder since 1946. Wow. Anyway, we had so much fun, but back to the game, and Reddy Paredes kicks off for the second half. He chips this one. Wind seems to hold it up. It bounces Calgary's by the near sideline. Huge hit. Stampeders tap the ball. It's loose. It's a mad scramble at the 20. Again, a scramble at the 15, and it looks like the Stampeders have the ball. It is. It's Stampeder ball. I think that was Kalon Travis. Yes, the big guy from Okanagan Sun that blasted through and picked up that loose ball, Greg, as they ran up onside and got possession.
Well, that was on purpose, Mark. What a great call to just chip it high up in the air into that wicked wind. Let that hang up, and I couldn't believe the Ticats just didn't field it. They tried to form a wall. They let the ball bounce in behind them. Stamps did a good job of coming down, and they started the opening of the game with a great drive, and this half they started with a great play.
Live from the Billy Powers broadcast booth, presented by South Point Toyota at McMahon Stadium. Welcome to third quarter. Stampeders around the 13-yard line, and Vernon Adams will give it inside. Rushing towards the goal line, falling forward. Tackle. Did he make it into the end zone? Did he make it to the end zone? I think they're going to say he was down at the one. Put his knee down.
But this is a good runner. Mills really doing a good job.
Dietrich Mills slashing inside.
Slashing his right, and he just keeps those legs chugging, Mark, and just carries a couple guys. So looks like we're going to get a touchdown here unless there's a fumble. So another great start to a quarter.
Well, here's a short yardage play. Now let's see what the Stampeders do here. They send in P.J. Walker, the number two quarterback. This is his CFL debut. He gets up and under center Bell. Lines are down. He runs left, leans forward. Flag is thrown. It is a touchdown, but let's get the flag sorted out.
Well, it's going to be offside on the Ticats, so great start for the Stampeders.
Offside, Hamilton, defensive line. Penalty is declined. Touchdown.
Touchdown, Stampeders. Now, going back to that dramatic play, it's Antwi that knocked the ball loose. It's Talon Thomas that fell on it, and my goodness, a tremendous play for the Stampeders. Their first drive of the second half. Time for the Class Tractor Stampeders opening drive. The makers of Precision Farmers Equipment, Class made for more. Extra point try coming up.
It's planned all the way. They put a couple speedsters over on the left side. Rennie just lets it hang up in the air, trying to have it land on around the 30-yard line, exactly what he did, and those speedsters at least pushed the ball a little bit more down the field until Kalon Thomas finally pounced on it. So good for the Stamps. They really needed that. 24, should be 25-9.
As Rennie Paredes kicks it through the uprights. Dave Dickens is ahead with Dave McIver. The turnovers have been a big part of things. That horse gathering speed at the north end, ready to turn the corner, head down the east sidelines. And Greg, how about the halftime stats? I know we added a couple of stats here, but how about at the half?
Yeah, first downs, Hamilton 9, Stamps 16. In the offensive plays, Hamilton 28, Stamps 36 rushing. Stamps 94, Hamilton only 28 yards passing. Calgary Stampeders 174 yards. Hamilton Tiger Cats 114.
Oh, we've packed in a lot. A great play, great interviews, great halftime, great touchdowns, three of them. It's 25-9. And that's where the Stampeders are.
Well, it was a very bad decision by the Tiger Cats kickoff return team to let that ball just bounce around, and hopefully the returners would come up. If something is kicked like that, you know you got speedsters coming out. You just fall on the ball wherever you are or whoever you are, wherever it is. And they didn't do that. Consequently, Stamps open up that quarter with the touchdown.
Sun now bursting through. It's a really nice day. Sun was kind of hidden at the kickoff, but it's a really nice day now as Rennie Paredes ready to kick off. Wooten the returner along with Augustine. Or the Hamilton Tiger Cats. This time, Rennie Paredes drives it downfield. Wooden will return from the 12. Ahead at the 20, at the 30-yard line. Finds a hole, gets up to about the 40-yard line where the Stampeders knock him down. Roberts, the linebacker, tackling. So the Cats will start out at the 40-yard line.
Well, Stamps going into the quarter, this third quarter. So probably a good strategic. You want that, always want that wind in the fourth quarter. The second and the fourth quarters are always known as the longest quarters where you take the wind.
Bo Levi Mitchell is in the backfield. His team yet to find the end zone. It's 25-9. Lawler, solo receiver, lines up outside the numbers in front of the Cats bench at the 40-yard line. Close coverage by Richardson on the corner. Snap back to Mitchell. Mitchell swings it out of the backfield. Bell makes the catch, gets back to the line of scrimmage, and that's all as he lost his footing and fell forward. Real
on our corner, and Bell just fell down. If he didn't fall, he probably would have had another 4 or 5 yards.
Mitchell in the gun, sends Smith, White, and O'Leary Orange to the far side of the field. Mitchell in his count. Four-man pressure by the Stampeders. Mitchell is back, throws a crossing route, and behind the intended target, trying to set up Lawler, and they are really not on the same page today, Lawler and Mitchell. That one is incomplete.
Yeah, try a little crossing route, and Bo Levi Mitchell just waits till his guy kind of comes over the middle, and Bo Levi releases the ball late. It's a low throw, and so good job by the Stampeders to have the Tie Cats get two and out.
The Stampeders are sending two returners back this time. Sending Brooks and Philpott back. Here's Constantino. Put some air under this ball. Lands at the 5, goes into the end zone, and bounces into touch deep in the end zone. So a single point for the Cats. The score, the Stampeders 25, the Tiger Cats 10. This is Alberta Ford Dealer Stampeder Football on QR Calgary at 107.3 The Edge.
June 21st, trade screen time for FaceTime with bouncy castles, painted faces, and touchdown dances. See the Stampeders face off against the Ottawa Redblacks at 2 p.m. for the Family Day game presented by TELUS.
Before kickoff, hit Gridiron Gardens for a pregame party packed with fun for all ages. And after the final whistle, everyone's invited on the field to feel the brand new turf at McMahon.
Great family memories don't come from a tablet. They're born on game days. Tickets at stampeders.com/tickets.
Together, we ride.
Wolf Chev GMC Buick Calgary is leading the pack. Celebrating an all-new location and the same amazing experience.
for a limited time. Save up to $12,000 or get 0% financing for up to 60 months. Plus, eligible Costco members receive an additional $1,200 off select vehicles. Run with the pack to Wolf Calgary, your General Motors Superstore. Now open at 768 101st Street Southwest, just off Stony Trail.
Inspiration. It's where all great things start. When you bring your renovation ideas to the designers and expert craftsmen at Renovations by Hearth and Home, it inspires them to create with you the renovation project you've been dreaming of. Whether your project is big or small, the in-house team at Renovations by Hearth and Home have the experience to ensure your dreams come to life. Imagine the extraordinary. Visit renovationsbyhearthandhome.com.
Beyond our 50,000 watt radio signal, get the Radio Player Canada app. Favorite QR Calgary and listen to Stampeders games no matter where you are.
Stampeders 25, the Ticats 10. Welcome back to the action at McMahon Stadium. Dave McIver, let's hear the latest on the sidelines.
Well, obviously, guys, you don't see a 67-yard onside kick very often, but that's what happened. The bench absolutely erupts. You can feel it down here right now. They're feeling confident. Only one injury update. The world's fastest cow missed him in the first half. He's out.
Uh-oh. First and 10, Stampeders at their own 40-yard line. They hold a 15-point lead. With the ball is Vernon Adams. He rolls left, pulls it down and runs and slides at the 45-yard line. Gain of about five, second and five.
Good decision by Vernon because he fakes the handoff and then he has a guy coming across the formation, wants to throw to him in the flat. That's not there. Instead of trying to force it, just use your athletic talent and you at least get 5 yards. It's a good athletic move by Vernon Adams.
Great sunsplash crowd on the east side. Kind of a shirt sleeves night, but keep a coat handy. Second down, 5 yards to go for the Stampeders. Dominique Rhymes now loops in motion behind the quarterback to the far side. Begelton follows him. Adams is back. Safety blitzes on. He's hurried. He has to fire it downfield. It's incomplete, but he just threw that one away as the blitz was on and the heat was on. He just couldn't set up, and it's incomplete.
Well, the Ticats are doing a good job of timing their blitz, and Vernon's not seeing it till the very end, and they're getting right about the... He's throwing three interceptions all because of the blitz, and that one he threw an incomplete that could have been intercepted. So Ticats using the blitz right now to stifle the Stampeders a little bit.
Welcome back to Stampeder football on QR Calgary and 107.3 The Edge, where it's 25-10 Stampeders. Messina on to punt the ball away. Isaiah Wooden, a receiver, back for the Hamilton Tiger Cats. Standing between the hash marks inside the 20. 11:19 to play in this quarter. Snaps by 15 at 25-10. Aaron Crawford is the long snapper. Out and over the ball. Snaps it back. Messine kicks it away. This is a wobbly kick that hangs up a bit. Bounces by the near sidelines. Wooden picks it up at about the 33, then runs into the Stampeder bench as we go to break. This is third quarter Stampeder football. 11:03 remaining in our third quarter. The score is the Calgary Stampeders 25, Hamilton 10. Got HD Radio. Tune us in to 105.1 Channel 2 for high-def radio quality.
Sometimes great pizza leads to problems, like you don't want to commit to just one kind of pizza, or maybe you want an extra slice when the pizza's done. Tom's House of Pizza has your back with their all-you-can-eat pizza buffet. Monday to Friday from 11:30 to 2, enjoy all-you-can-eat pizza and salad for $11.95 with beverage purchase. Available in the pub at Tom's House of Pizza's McLeod Trail and Okotoks locations. Unlimited slices, so much pizza to choose from. Discover the legendary lunch buffet at Tom's House of Pizza.
Hey, Paul Brandt here. Big skies, rugged landscapes, now that's Alberta in a nutshell. And if you're looking for an SUV that can keep up with this place, check out the Ford Bronco. Built for those who crave adventure, with serious off-road capability and style to spare. Whether you're hitting the mountain trails or exploring the backroads, it's the perfect ride for those who want to experience everything this province has to offer. The Ford Bronco. Adventure awaits at your Alberta Ford dealer. And tell them PB sent you.
It's time to upgrade to Claus during the Claus Limited Inventory Sale. Now through June 30th, get 0% financing for 60 months on select Claus Axion tractors or 3.99% financing for 60 months on select Ariane tractors. With superior performance, industry-leading support, and unbeatable long-term ROI, it's a deal that's made for more on a tractor that's made for you. Ask your Claus dealer about the limited inventory sale or visit Claus.com. That's C-L-A-A-S.com.
Hi, this is Jalen Philpott. Your Stampeders play here on QR Calgary.
Stampeders leading 25-10. The action resumes here at McMahon Stadium. Really glad to have us with you on this season opener. Whether you're online, on satellite, wherever, we're just glad you're with us on QR Calgary. First game of the season. Oh, Levi Mitchell is the quarterback. Bell with him in the backfield. Long count by Mitchell. Gives Bell right side of the line, but not much there as Clarence Hicks is there to knock him down. Tonight's broadcast team, Mark Stephen, Greg Peterson, Jock Wilson is our host, Dave McIver on the sideline, Gio Kajia, and Ralph Eldridge, our engineers on site, our studio operator in downtown Calgary at our castle is Steve Norton. Next up, Toronto on Saturday, the Grey Cup champs, pregame show, 12:30, kickoff at 2 from BMO Field. Give some credit to Doug Flutie and Alex Singleton, too. They helped out quite a bit. Second down, 9 to go at the 42-yard line. Here come the Hamilton Tiger Cats. Smith moves in the backfield to help block. Mitchell has the ball. Mitchell throws a pass deep downfield, trying to find Lawler. Couldn't pull it in. Great coverage, though, by the corner, Adrian Green, who was harassing him. And that ball sails incomplete, so it's a punt.
Yeah, Adrian Green, the St. Mary's product, Canadian fourth year, drafted by BC back in 2022. He's doing a good job on that wide side corner. They tried to pick on him a little bit. Bo Levi completed a couple out there, but the fourth year player is doing pretty good.
Yeah, him, Lawler, struggling. He's had 6 targets, 2 catches. Not pointing fingers anywhere, but I think a little more is expected. Constantino is going to punt it away, and with the wind sends a high kick. That one hangs up there. Brooks will catch it. The 10 bobbles it, has to retreat to the 5, then turns it upfield. He's at the 15, and that's where the Cats meet him. Bell, the defensive lineman there to put him on the ground. Wilborn, the linebacker. So the Stampeders will start out deep in their territory.
Well, Brooks is a little guy. It's catching a punt over your shoulder is not what you want to do. You want to kind of get there, position it where you can just catch it square with your elbows in. That time he had an over-the-shoulder catch, kind of bobbled it a little bit, and good coverage. That was about a 55-yard net kick.
Welcome to Stampeder Football in QR Calgary. And after the game, to get close to the team, go to Stamps House. Entertainment, live music, and your favorite Stampeders after every home game. First and 10, Stampeder at the 14-yard line. Dedrick Mills has 2 touchdowns. Vernon Adams lines up in the gun. And he gives it to Mills. He tries to bounce it outside. First hole was closed, but nothing doing. Cats were there, so we'll call it no gain on the play. Fox, the lineman, reached out to knock him down.
Yeah, I thought the Calgary Stampeders ran the ball very well that first half. A couple of huge runs up the middle. It looks like the Ticats are making a couple adjustments. They're canceling every gap, getting more 4 upfield, and as well as a linebacker bringing a 5th guy each time to kind of stop that run.
It's actually a loss of 4, so the Stampeders are 2nd-14. They're driving into that win. Stampeders have Jones wide man to the far side. Rhyme starts in motion to the line. Back is Adams from the goal line. Flips it out of the backfield. That ball is caught by the back. Mills has the ball. 20 at the 25. Pushes ahead. Has a horde of tacklers stopping his forward progress, but I think has the first down.
Well, excellent call, Mark. Looks like there's an injured Ticat there, but they came on the blitz with the halfback again. Vernon, I don't think Vernon read it, Mark, but they had a screen call to that side. If you've got a long and you're blitzing and you can get the ball off to your screen guy, there's lots of blockers out in front of you to pick up the first down. Good call.
And good play by, after losing his balance, Mills just pushed him ahead and got to the 29-yard line. That's where the Stampeders are. Antwi comes in to spell him in the backfield as Adams takes the snap. Adams will give to Antwi. He runs right, trying to turn the corner, but the Cats don't let him. They rally to bring it down. Fox is there. Peters up from his corner spot. So that'll be 2nd down and long.
Yeah, tried to run a little fly sweep to Antwi, but you got to hit that on the fly. That's why they call it a fly sweep, if you're kind of having to shuffle your feet to get the ball and then shuffling your feet down the line of scrimmage. You got to hit that and just have be full tilt going around the corner. It didn't work that time. Consequently, no gain.
7:45 to play in the third quarter. Stampeders 25, the Hamilton Tiger Cats 10. Mitchell has the Stampeders out, 2nd down and 10. Beckleton in motion to the line near side. Back is Adams, standing, waiting, dancing in the pocket. He throws on the run, throws to the far side. Ball is caught, and then falling down is Jalen Philpott at about the 43-yard line. And that will be a first down, and that was Vernon Adams demonstrating his escapability.
Escapability is right. I commented to Jock in the pregame about Vernon's got to do a couple of magic plays where he makes something out of nothing. That time there's good pressure. The pocket was collapsing around him. He stepped into, and that drew up. They got to be scared of him running the ball, and once he comes up, he just dumps it over to the wide open wide receiver for a first down.
Stampeders on the move from their 44-yard line. Reggie Begelton out of the huddle left. He starts in motion to the line on the far side. Give inside. Couple of yards, maybe, out of the backfield for Antwi.
Well, again,
they got to the catch did right away.
Blitzing Sam linebacker. They're blitzing at the right time and getting the Stampeders in second long. You don't want to be. They've called a draw. They've called a screen. A couple scrambles. We'll see what they come up with here, but they can't keep getting themselves into second long this half.
Their second down conversion rate, so far so good, 11 of 17. They were among the lowest in the league last year. They were number 8, so it's an area to pick up on. Reggie Begelton, the second down target, splits left. Barnes with him to this side.
Blitz.
Outside blitz is on. Back is Adams. He scrambled out of the pocket. He's running to his right, throwing on the run, throws across the middle. Caught by Jones. He gets up to the Hamilton 50 where he's upended. And once again, Vernon Adams escapes the pressure, makes it happen. First down.
You're right, because that was a perfectly timed blitz from the halfback, and he had the angle on him. And Vernon just escapes outside and then finds somebody open. That's the third time. Counting how many times Vernon Adams makes something out of nothing. Did it on that play.
Down to the Hamilton 50-yard line. Hauser on the tackle, the former Stampeder. Vernon Adams standing in the gun. Antwi now in the backfield as the back. Snap back to Adams. He dumps it off in the left flat. And the Ticats knew that was coming. Dozier was all over Begelton, probably because he saw that play 150 times in practice. He knew it was coming. So
well, they blitzed everyone. They came with the halfbacks. They came with all three linebackers. They were just going all out, the Ticats, that is, on that play. And what you're doing, if you're blitzing and you're assigned a back and the back's all leaks out, you get off your blitz and run right to your back. So good job by the linebacker to do exactly that and throw the Stamps back for a five-yard loss.
4:59 remaining in the quarter, 25-10. Stampeders over the Cats. We're in the third quarter. Stampeders second down and 15 out of that play. Vernon Adams takes the snap. Adams standing in the pocket. Nobody open. He scrambles. He will run. Line of scrimmage at the 50, 45, at the 40, down the sideline. Steps into touch at the 36-yard line. And once again, the legs of Vernon Adams bail the Stampeders.
Holy cow. Yeah, they just man-to-man coverage. Vernon knew it. He saw they were up bump and running. So if you got man-to-man and you can find a little seam and you can get up there, nobody's going to stop you because the defensive backs are all running with their men down the field with their back to Vernon Adams. And he saw that, took off, ran up the field. And again, Stamps pulling a rabbit out of the hat. Second and long for about the fourth time. Second time or every single time they're getting Vernon Adams to pull a rabbit out of his hat.
They are 19 of 24 in second down conversions. Make that 13 of 19. They're doing really well. From the 36-yard line, Stampeders load up that line of scrimmage. And they'll go on the ground. Handoff left side. Bulldozing, pushing ahead. Calgary Stampeders get several yards on the play as Mills continues to chew up yards. He falls to the ground at the 30.
Well, they're doing, they've done it a couple times. They run quads to the wide side. Quads means four wide receivers. So that brings the halfback over, and then they run back to the weak side with no halfback to kind of fill in the hole. And if you can get a hat on hat, you got some pretty good yardage. Another good first down carry for 6-7 yards.
Mills, 13 carries, 68 yards. He has 2 touchdowns for the Stampeders. Adams in the gun, second down and 5. Cats show 4 on the line of scrimmage, and as the ball is snapped, flags fly, and we have a stoppage of play.
Yeah, back judge threw the flag, so that means procedure. We had the tackle pop out of his stance. I think that's probably Josh Coker again.